up the DVD. Reporter shot across the pit. Now they forgot to remove the key. Well, did he ever return? No, he never returned. And his fate is still unlearned, poor old Blackstone. And they still search the skies in the hope of finding the boy who never returned. Oh, it wasn't so bad when he disappeared on a cloud, top of a cloud of smoke. Because the NAR doesn't sanction animal flights, his license they did revoke. Well, did he ever return? No, he never returned. And his fate is still unlearned. Oh, Blackstone, they still search the skies in the hopes of finding the boy who never returned. Oh, the bird to which he clutched was equipped with chutes, in fact, 3 12-inch ones. But it's common knowledge that he'd be better off with a single 31. Well, did he ever return? No, he never returned. And his fate is still unlearned. Oh, Blackstone, he may ride forever. They still search the skies in the hopes of finding the boy who never returned.
Where did all this come from? What is this?
This sounds like 1912 or something.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's about rockets.
Let's see. July
1975. The narrow mine.
It was compiled in 75.
Nice.
Started in.
It
started at Ekram when I wrote the singer song.
How can I get a copy of this?
People keep asking me that. And I guess we'll start working. Maybe we can work with Narc.
Are you here Wednesday?
No, this is my single night.
That was early 80s.
Okay.
I can take pictures of the whole thing. 8 megabits should be enough for me to be able to read it.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah? I do. I have a property in
Sometimes in the evening when the shadows... That's a little high. Sometimes in the evening when the shadows are deep, our rockets go drifting out into the street. Along comes a trash truck that's shifting into third. It just runneth over my bird. Sometimes our boost gliders are gliding around. They land on street and not on soft ground. Along comes a Mack truck. We sit there and gulp. It grinded our glider to pulp. An unstable rocket goes flipping around. It heads for the street, quite close to the ground. Along comes a VW that's going too fast. We plaster an auto and last. At last. At last.
Yeah.
That's actually based when we used to launch out at Goddard. And somebody's boost glider gently landed on the street. And oh, yes.
And we do that on the house on the beach. We
now, the steam machine was one of my F-engine attempts, and it was designed just as a method of trying out an F-engine. It did a real nice job. It was beautiful. We called it the steam machine because I think it was JAPP's R&D project with steam injection.
I've been around for so long.
So, and everybody, this was a 10-second app because they hissed. We called them steam machines after JAPP's attempt, yes. No, it's original, I'm afraid. Do you remember? We'll kick it up a little. See, if I'd been prepared, I'd know where to put this. Don't you remember?
remember the steam machine. It took off rather well. It hit the cloud at Aberdeen. By now it's clear to hell. As it left the launching rail with a tremendous hiss, the birds and flies abandoned the skies. They knew it might not miss. The chute did open out of sight, high above the clouds. And as it drifted far away, the owner cried quite loud. But still on a dark cold night, they say, when a hurricane wind doth blow, silently drifts the steam machine down where we can't go.
We launched it at Aberdeen. It went through a cloud. It was never, ever seen again. And the hurricane come through, like, I don't know, 2 or 3 days earlier, so. Oh, Doug Frost.
Saturn be very pretty, and the Saturn's flight is neat, but the price of the big Saturn is impossible to meet. Saturn be very pretty, and the Saturn's price is neat, but the price of the big Saturn is impossible to meet. My heart was sold the day burnt cold. The Saturn scale was true. A sadder man, but wiser now, I sing these words to you.
I was out at Norman.
Easter said to me, don't buy yourself that Saturn bird, buy something else from me. Saturn be very pretty, and the Saturn's quite as neat, but the price of the big Saturn is impossible to meet. Saturn be very pretty, and the Saturn's quite as neat, but the price of the big Saturn is impossible to meet. When out upon the rocket range, Harry said to me, go buy yourself a handbook and I'll autograph it for me. Saturn be very pretty, and the Saturn's flight is neat, but the price of the big Saturn is impossible to meet. Saturn be very pretty, and the Saturn's flight is neat, but the price of the big Saturn is impossible to meet. At Nerum and I came again, fly my Saturn 1. The Easter brought his Saturn 5 and spoiled all my fun. Saturn be very pretty, and the Saturn's flight is neat, but the price of the big Saturn is impossible to meet. Saturn be very pretty, and the Saturn's flight is neat, but the price of the big Saturn is impossible to meet.
Now the Saturn B, you know, had all these bodies,
okay,
a lot of material, and then Geister shows up and he brings it. Saturn B was about 3 feet, you know. Saturn V, about 5 feet tall. I mean, one was impressive, and then the Saturn V.
All I can say is it ain't like bodyguard.
Ooh, Thunder Road. No, I did not write that one.
Well, he's over there somewhere. But we just got a picture.
Hey, you get credit for, and then a lot of stuff you don't.
Yeah.
Unless there's anonymous, a lot of sources. So on the 1st of August, 1964, the fire marshal sent you better fly those birds of horror. He said 500 agents were covering the state. They get the rocket here that day, sure as fate. There was thunder, thunder, all the rocket range. Prodine was his engine, and chaos was his game. There were brush fires blown, tired by the rocket's burst. The law they swore they'd get him, but his rocket got him first. Now it's 4 years later, 1968. The fire marshal lost his battle, he law he does hate. Now we fly in freedom, no one to stop or shoot. They rash and smash and bang and hang and legally to boot. There was thunder, thunder, oh, the rocket range. Prodine was his engine, and in chaos was his game. And there were brush fires blown, tired by the rocket first. The law they suddenly get him, but his rocket got him first. They skipped a verse. Harry told him, make this flight to the last. That bird appears of Uncle Harry.
You built it much too fast.
Don't take any chances. If this don't come true, I'd rather have you back again in a bunch of protons too. When there was thunder, or the rocket rain, Proton was his engine, and chaos was his game. And there were brush fires blown, fired by the rocket first. The law is warning him, but his rocket got burned. The law is warning him, but his rocket got burned.
Hold it, I saw him here. I think it was Pat Stapleton. I think Pat might have written that one. Oh, well.
That was best. It's too long ago for anyone to dispute it.
But I remember mostly.
Say that again. Who goes
Then
they can raise their own, you know, and I had to go.
Which one?
The Titans.
Oh,
let's see.
And bought these shoes here.
They did that on the first shuttle.
Sure, they're up.
Sure.
Move this way a tiny bit. Yes?
What's that?
You, move this way a tiny bit. There you go.
This is about batteries.
Hello, Pumpkin's Town. That's the place we had our glory. And we saw most every door in. A big industry around Old Pandora's town. See the door. Wonder what's behind the door there. There could be a great big hole in the floor there. But we'll never know, cause this is all they'll show. Whatever happened to good old Mabel? Perhaps she's hidden under the table, but all that we can see is the place where she used to be. Royal Gorge, oh Royal Gorge, and we walked over how it was raining. When we stepped out, the sun was shining. It made us stop and stand on the brink of Royal Gorge.
We actually toured Estes Industries, and basically all we saw was, you know, this is so-and-so's office, doors closed. This is so-and-so's office, door closed. This is so-and-so's office.
Oh, God.
Where's the engine manufacturing machine? We can't see it. It's proprietary, and it's explosive, and it's over there. Well, actually, that's where we had the earlier one, and it's over there. And that was our tour of Estes Industries. Truly scary. Oh, Steve Krenich.
Steve Krenich
right now.
The Banana Republic, okay.
Mine eyes. Somewhere in here.
Yes.
Mine eyes.
Nose.
Nope. Right. Mine eyes. I'll get it sooner or later. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the blowing of the max. First it ruined all my rockets, then it destroyed all the racks. The nose went flying skyward while the tail stayed on the ground, and the pieces flew all around. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Altitude was with the ruler. The wreck came roaring round, and when it hit the ground, the pieces flew all around. My eyes have seen the glory of the blowing of the match. The first time that I saw it, I had left two burning racks. The body tube exploded, and it floated out of sight, and the remnants crashed that night. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Altitude was with the ruler. Rain came roaring down, and when it hit the ground, the pieces flew all around. Let me think about this one.
Yeah. I don't think I can pull this one off. Or sing an acapella.
We'd have to hit the high notes.
Let's see.
There's a man who lives a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. And for every flight he takes, another goof he makes. Odds are he won't live to launch tomorrow. Norman Harry Stein, Norman Harry Stein, he's given you a number and taken away your name.
And we won't go further with that one. It gets a little... I never wrote all those horrible songs. Just most of them. Oh, let's see. Yeah, that, you notice that's not in here now. No. Oh, dear.
That was one of the truly underground...
Coffee house. Okay. Well, we're running out of the ones I actually know. We could start cycling some of the earlier ones for later, since we're attacking a few victims.
I got to go find
them. As the NAR member of the 23rd Psalm... The NAR is my shepherd, I shall not want. It maketh me build my rockets by a safety code. It leadeth me to Nerum to launch each year. It restoreth my faith in rocketry. It leadeth me to use electric firing system for its name's sake. Even though I walk near a launch area, I fear no evil. For its rules are with me. Its RSO and contest directors, they comfort me. It prepares the model rocketeer for me in the presence of rising costs. It gives me a pink book to build my contest birds by. My cup runneth over. Surely good flying and many points shall follow me all the days while I keep my dues up. I shall dwell in the house of the NAR forever. God help us all. Oh, and then Aaron and Singo's, I must go to the range again, to the sand pits in the sky. And all I ask is a mod rock and an engine to fly. And the motors kick and long coast and the shooting blossoming in a white trail into the sky and a nice soft landing. I must go to the range again for the call of the open sky. Is a clear call and a wild call that I cannot deny. And all I ask is a calm day with the quad bird flying and a battery and a launch rack and the PA blaring. I must go to the range again, a true rocketeer must seek. For the Falcon's way and the V2's way are the norms is a sleepless week. And all I ask are old rocket songs and legends of long past fun and a quiet sleep and a sweet dream when my last flight is done. Thank you, Aaron.
Very nice.
That's very nice. Well, shall we...
Sarcastic.
Yeah.
We'll see you.
Okay. Well, we're running low.
I didn't realize she was your wife. You have such an intelligent, pretty lady.
This is true.
We could start from the beginning for the sake of recording, or we could take a break. All right, we're good. A couple more. All right, we'll start. This was the first model rocketry song ever written. Was Singer's R&D. I've got to explain about Singer's R&D. Bob Singer, for his R&D project, came up with a soft landing bird. This bird involves such things as retro rockets. It involves such things as a photo flash bulb, a small AA battery. I don't think AAAs were invented yet. It involves such thing as a small weight which would unreel from an ink pen top 40 feet to the ground to trigger the flash bulb which would ignite the retro rocket with the spring lights. And only after the original bird had inverted itself. It was very complex. And I think I'm in the wrong key.
Oh my god, is that mine?
Let's try again. Alright. That's the wrong key too. As you travel
There's many weird things that you'll see, but none of them is half so weird as singers are and me. Great God, singers are and me. And it's one for the money, isn't it funny? Two for the show, we better go. Three, get ready, it got poor Freddy, and four to go. It's gonna blow. A soft landing bird that isn't absurd is something that you'll never see. Soft landing, well, it can soft land in hell, but it better not land on me. By God, it better not land on me. And it's one for the money, isn't it funny? Two for the show, we better go. Three to get ready, it got more free, and four to go, it's gonna blow.
Oddly enough, it was not successful. Teaching us that endless lesson that complexity has its place. But the increased complexity of this tends to work against you. Simple is good. Okay. What else? Smoking junk? Okay. Gotta find it again. So people can sing along. These songs are meant to be sung along with, is the truth.
This was Ellie's.
Hold on, I have to scan all this one. Guys, take a break.
Okay.
We'll play back you.
Put the smoke and junk up in the air, and little fragments everywhere. She's an F engine, I would dare. Who cares about I thrust? Now it's left a launching rack. The firing officer staggers back. The propellant grains develop the crack. The nozzles turn to dust. Oh, see it there up in the air, describing cartwheels everywhere. And now the pieces start to fall. Ye gods, it's gone again. Us all. A flaming comet flashes by, and pieces of parachute twice as high, and shreds of shock cord go drifting by, and falling to the ground. I'm standing amidst ruin and wrack, I'm plastered all over with cardboard flak. I seem to have developed a knack for spreading disaster around. And now I'm faced with an angry mob, just like the one that got poor Bob. And now I'm running very fast, but he wasn't that last point of blast.
Now, I was at Pittsburgh Spring Convention, and television stations interviewing me, and I was playing in the lobby, and they said, well, play us one of those songs. I started playing this one, and they, oh, no, 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 play something nice. You know, it's a safe, educational hobby. No, actually, Mother Rocketeers are like sailors, you know? You walk into a bunch of sailors, listen to them talking, you never want to go out on the water. Yeah. Now, we were off Cape Lookout, and yes, when are we going again? You know, the Model Rocketeers are the same way, you know? Hey, okay. Well, you know, and then let's try it again.
Technical, some reporting needs. I know I have one of the fast model conversions.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I need something real taller.
Who's the leader of the honey made for you and me? E-R-N-O-N-E-S-T-S. Vernon Estes, Vernon Estes. Forever let us hold our alphas high, 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 high. Come along and sing our song and join the EAC. V-R-A-O-N-E-S-T-A-S. Vernon Estes.
Hey, bull!
Vernon Estes.
Hey, bull!
As long as you keep buying name and lives, now it's time to say goodbye to our B-12 threes. We are we keeping you poor? N-O-N, anything we can sell you? E-S-T-E-S. That was Paul Mott, Paul Shipton, and Jeff Laguerre. And I didn't write it.
You are going to burn in Rocket Hill.
Oh, possibly.
It'll have to stand in line and pick a number.
Yeah.
Okay.
My youngest daughter is in high school. She would make an efficiency if there was the opportunity.
Yeah, we could do the 5 days of Darren.
On the first day of June.
God, I'll never get this right.
On the first day of there of the Harry gave to me a rear engine Canada BG. On the second day of there of the Harry gave to me two of Connie's trophies and a rear engine Canada BG. On the third day of there of the Harry gave to me three SPSTs, two of Connie's trophies and a rear engine Canada BG. On the fourth day of there of the Harry gave to me four Delta Cats, three MJs, two Connie's trophies and a rear engine Canada BG. On the fifth day of there of the Harry gave to me five Prodynas, four Delta Cats, three SPSTs, two of Connie's trophies, and a rear engine Canter BG.
And that's all there was. Five, yes.
Okay.
Let's see. Did you record my bird?
No.
No.
Look up.
Look up. What am I looking up at? That guy?
Your souls are being captured. Thank you.
Now, God knows what they're going to do with it, but I wish them luck.
Small, shriveled, nasty thing that it is.
I know God has a plan for me, and I'm short and involves a great deal of pain. Oh. Let's see. Yeah, I think we'll do that one, and then we'll take it right.
Thanks for the prop.
It worked good.
I don't know if we can get Jim here. Actually, you know, you got to.
We can get JF. There's a song about Skeenar he never heard.
He's got the little tripod.
Oh, my God.
There it is, 31.
There were six of them. And
so on the NAR website.
As long as you guys don't move, I'm going to put the laser out for the microphones. Thank you.
Anyways, I walked by and I actually went somewhere. So we started hanging out.
Should be about right.
But I
all three of them on the street?
She did come a little bit.
A little bit's okay. Is it back a little better?
Every
5 minutes. Are we ready? Okay. The second most popular, I think.
My bird, I prank my poor goose fly. And now I am disqualified under the table. And up so high.
take a break.
Let me try one.
Okay, one more. Calm down.
I'm going to sing, you go over there.
Okay.
You get a video.
What?
I want to sing, you go over there.
No, no.
Thunder, and this time we'll have the verses in the proper order.
Hey.
Thunder. You see Thunder?
No, my dad.
There it is, yeah. Like page 5. Okay, we can do that. One, too many. Okay, 5.
Alright.
Not there yet. Nope, that's not it. There we go. We're getting closer.
It's on the 1st of August.
Nope, not there.
It's
on the 1st of August. How's that? It's on the 1st of August.
Thunder.
Okay, we're good. Was on the 1st of August, 1964, the fire marshal said, "You better fly those birds no more." He sent 500 agents covering the state. They get their rocket gear, and they sure as fate. And there was thunder, o'er the rocket range. Rodine was his engine, and chaos was his game. And there were brush fires, blown tires by the rocket's burst. The law they swore they'd get him, but his rocket got him first. Sonny Harry told him, "Make this flight your last. That bird of yours looks awful, Harry. You built her much too fast. Don't take any chances. If this don't come true, I'd rather have you back again than what your Prodine's do." And there was thunder, oh, the rocket range. Prodine was his engine, and chaos was his game. And there were brush fires, blown tires by the rocket's burst. The law they swore they'd get him, but his rocket's got him first. Now it's 4 years later, 1968. The fire marshal lost his battle, new law he does hate. Now we fly in freedom, no one to stop or shoot. We crash and smash and clang and bang and legally do boot. And there was thunder, oh, the rocket range. Prodine was his engine, and chaos was his game. And there were brush fires, blown tires by the rockets first. The law they swore they'd get him, but his rockets got him first. That's what all they swore they'd get him, but his rockets got him first. Ah! That was cool!
Okay.
Hey, look, we're thinning the crowd. Success.
Yes.